This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I hate censorship, and I hate devil worshippers. I love folks that love life, and I'm all in, and man of my life. You go to these leftist rallies, and I don't feel good when I see a bunch of people look like they're half-dead zombies. But, man, you want to talk about Army of the Dead? Go to a leftist event. You were talking about YouTube's announced a whole new giant purge, and then their weirdo CEO that brags about banning myself and others, she was on there saying, we're for free speech, but we do ban a lot of people. And then she bragged about banning 300 Trump ads. So it's definitely a scary world. Where do you see that going, Gavin?
And Loomer's kicked off Facebook. She's not allowed to advertise her campaign, even though that goes against the very tenets of our democracy. Here's what happened. Trump, the right, we were all pushed out of mainstream media. The only channel we had was Fox News, and the other channels were able to just sit there and lie about Trump. So Trump comes out during his campaign, and he shows the audience in Florida, and you just see a sea of people. It was like a Rolling Stones concert in Rio de Janeiro, just human after human after human. They were more like just colors, almost like static on a television, but it was human beings. And then you went, holy crap. We're being lied to. He's incredibly popular. So then he won, and social media like Twitter, Google, YouTube, they all went, oh, my God, we are evil. We facilitated this Hitler in the White House. And I want to say to them, first of all, he's not Hitler, dumbass. He's slightly right of center. He's a free market guy, a normal blue-collar culture American. And secondly, you didn't facilitate it. There was just nowhere else where we could go. So their solution is, all right, well, I have to cut off that one last avenue so they don't have anything but basically Fox News talk radio and subs like your site and mine. And then they think that's doing good. I'm getting Hitler out of office. But it's all based on the myth that this guy is some sort of a bigot who's out to ruin the world. He's out there to drain the swamp. And liberals should love him. Comedians should love him. The creative classes should love him. It's so frustrating that they don't see that by catering to the globalists, they're actually facilitating their own demise.
Well, you're absolutely right. I asked you this question about 3 years ago, and every time you come on, I ask you again. What is peak SJW insanity? How bad is it going to get?
That's a great question, and the answer keeps changing. There's obviously riots in the streets. We're going to see more Berkeley and Portland in normal cities like Madison and Chicago. You're going to see riots in Philadelphia when Trump wins again. But what's scary about this next wave of civil war is that the SJWs aren't just the blue-haired feminists that we met in college who refuse to touch a man's hand during a handshake because they're female separatists. That was a thing when I was in college. Now they're judges, they're prosecutors, they're police, they're chiefs of police, they're the top brass in the military. They are controlling who says what in big tech. On YouTube, they purge conservatives. Google, Twitter, they're defining the conversation. So we are up against worthy adversaries. I would say this is as big as the American Revolution in that we're up against the King George. We're up against an entire nation that's within our ranks.
You're right. And it's like they're in a little secret club, like they're in the clubhouse and we're not. And it's lawyers and it's judges and it's teachers and it's politicians. And it's just, we're going to lie. We're going to cheat. And they have articles in the New York Times about how to lie. And then now, you know, these Obama officials are coming out saying, oh, we're putting up hundreds of fake sites to counter Trump. And their excuse is, well, the right wing lies so good, we're going to outlie them. We're not lying.
Yeah.
So it's just weird why they seduce their people. Oh, they're lying so good. Come help us lie. We're the good guys. We lie.
Look at Proud Boys. There was just a guy from the Department of Homeland Security who was working on preventing school shootings. They found on his computer that he had Googled Proud Boys. Fired. 16-year career, flushed down the toilet.
What is it about Proud Boys? Because when Facebook further banned even using my name, they said because he had Gavin McGinnis on. What is it? I mean, like, Proud Boys, just like Proud Boys, just the idea of men is what scares them. Because, you know, men should stand up and say no to these criminals. Cyber Week is here with the biggest sales of 2019. No sales in our history can even approach this. Triple Patriot points. Store-wide free shipping, 50 to 70% off. And when you add auto ship to it on the order, a lot of these products become loss leaders, meaning I'm losing money on them, but bringing in capital so I can fund ourselves into next year. It is critical for folks to take advantage of these sales. If you've ever been on the fence trying some of the products like the protein bars or Turbo Force and the fish oil, now is the time. We've got huge specials on DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, with a free bottle of Brain Force Plus with it. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com during Cyber Week. Now, a lot of these sales will continue through Christmas, but some of them have to end because the products are selling out. InfoWarsStore.com funds the InfoWar. Thank you. Oh, we're alive. It's
live from Austin, Texas.
It's alive! Jones. It's alive! They don't want us to be alive. They don't want us to be animated. They don't want us to be awake and focused and energized and informed. But we are. And freedom lives in all of your hearts and all of your minds. Those of you that wish to take on the animating contest of liberty, the great challenge of our day. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. You are the hope of humanity. It's that epic. Now, I'm not at liberty to tell this story yet, but I will. But in a court proceeding, they had an individual recently who openly goes on Twitter and says, I'm a horrible person, I need to be put in jail, I need to be gotten rid of, blah, blah, blah. And then this person swears to be an impartial witness against me. And what I'm saying is all basic conventions of a free society are being completely thrown to the wind by the so-called left, who are undisciplined, stupid, out of control, grasping control freaks who are entering the vacuum in a power grab because we the people have been so subservient to their political correctness. Once they got us to accept one thing, then it was the next. Look at some of these stories up on InfoWars.com. That have been breaking. Probably still a document camp shot on this. This is the best way to do it. Dem impeachment witness goes on unhinged rant about how Trump ruined her Thanksgiving. Trump derangement syndrome blames another victim. Again, they're just whining and bitching. This is who their witnesses are. Another article up on InfoWars.com. We'll play this after Gavin leaves us. Hillary on another unhinged coughing fit as she prepares to run for president. Isn't Uncle Joe Biden unable to talk in weird, bizarre rants that sound like somebody with dementia about roach legs and children hopping on his lap and then Hillary stumbling around like a reanimated corpse from Day of the Dead, no makeup needed? Nancy Pelosi, isn't this all emblematic of these people's disconnect to Gavin McGinnis?
Yeah, it goes back to the American Revolution. Like when the Brits came here, they were still doing that hot gun, hot gun, and then you take a few steps, and then we just said, why don't we just get in the trees with the Indians and peg them off? They are inept boobs. Joe Biden doesn't speak English. All he does is smell little girls' hair and rant about roaches. He has no idea where he is. Hillary Clinton is all but dead. Then we have not Tulsi Gabbard, I like her, Pete Buttigieg and all these other clowns, and Kamala Harris, the Indian from Montreal, pretending she's black. They keep traipsing out these boobs, and we easily, you know, peg them off, but they keep winning because they have so much power, so much money, so much big Soros globalist money. Like the woman at the impeachment trial, Roger Stone called her out. 2 years ago, he said, they just got this globalist in. She literally works at a magazine called The Globalist. I forget her name, like
Fiona Hill
or something. Yes. And she's out there talking about the impeachment. We had one of the jurors for Roger Stone going into Washington Post and saying, yeah, I'm part of the resistance, and I screwed him, and I'm an activist. Basically, I shouldn't have been on a jury, just proudly admitting that he's an activist who threw Roger in prison because
he's
an activist.
Yeah, he said, I'm proud of what I've done, and I'm a Democrat, and y'all will show you.
I was at the trial. It was a complete kangaroo court. All of the jurors were activists out to get him. There was nothing egalitarian about the whole thing. The judge was out to get him from day one. The jury looks like the judge. It looked like the same thing. So it's frustrating that we have these almost like these British King George boobs with these big blonde, these big white wigs and their silly muskets and their big hot red coats. And they're killing us just because they have so much power, so much authority, so many numbers.
I'm glad you mentioned the British. Christmas cards banned at England school by principal concerned about their environmental impact. Now, she doesn't care about all the other paper. It's just selectively anything that's seen as Western culture. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer bullying scene blasted by viewers. They're calling for it to be removed off the air. This is mass Stockholm syndrome. So Fahrenheit 451 is here. You don't burn paper, you ban paper, but now it's for the earth. And there's articles right here in Texas where they're telling kids, don't write Christmas cards. You're not allowed to. You're allowed to have free speech. The school shouldn't have an official religion, but you have your free speech, whether it's moronic Harry Potter or whether it's Christianity. But isn't this next level, Gavin, what they're doing now?
Did you ever think we'd get to a point in our culture, in our history, where Merry Christmas was seen as ostentatious? Like, if you have Merry Christmas in front of your house in big letters, you're making a statement. That's a bold statement. It reminds me of after Bataclan, I was talking to this gay guy, and he said, I love France, and I want to hang a French flag outside my window, but I feel self-conscious. That feels kind of fascist. And I said, we're in France. You guys invented gays, and you're too scared to put a French flag in front of your window? Like, even having an American flag in New York and the suburbs around New York, that's a bold move. That's saying something.
People are trained to hate themselves. And then what's replacing it? Globalism, communist China, as the operating system adopted by the UN to determine the world internet ID to get online. And President Trump's doing nothing. We need to put pressure on Trump, Gavin. What do you think he should do legally and lawfully? I mean, if AT&T 20 years ago, they had the AI back then with keyword, would cut into your call if you said the wrong thing, people would say no to that. But when big tech does it in real time and is banning, you know, Melania Trump photos, calling it hate speech on Facebook, we have a right and a duty as citizens, as everybody, to say no to this and to decry it.
Reverse your priorities. Stop this infantile obsession with white nationalists implying Nazis are lurking around every corner. It's a lie. If you look at mass shootings in the past 14 years, there's basically two patterns that have emerged, and it's severe mental illness and jihadists. So those should be your priorities when you're trying to keep the country safe. Who's lost their mind? Let's have more mental health care in this country and try to stop these lunatics and stop medicating them to the point of complete insanity. And let's keep an eye on Islam. And when I say let's, I mean Britain, Europe, America, Canada. We totally ignore jihadism because we're so obsessed with these mythical Nazi skinheads that are going to jump out of the bushes and start a civil war. It's a ridiculous myth that's consuming all our time. Trump has to shatter that myth and say, let's get an open discussion happening again. And, by the way, he should pardon Roger Stone. He should pardon Proud Boys. These are political prisoners who were there for being Trump supporters.
Since you mentioned that in closing, dealing with radical Islam and orthodox expansionist Islam, the left's freaking out, and I'll give Islam some thumbs up here. They've been protesting in Europe where they're coming in with pedos and others sexualizing children in pedo, slave training, kidnapping story time. And the Muslims are protesting and saying no. And last week, the UK banned Muslims protesting across the street from schools, saying it's hurting the LGBT rights to have them say, keep away from our kids. So how are those two things going to collide together?
Great question. I mean, I saw this demonstration where these liberals were dressing up in rainbow-colored hijabs and saying, Allah, we're gay Muslims and Allah embraces homosexuality. And I just sort of feel like saying, you know what? You guys are your own worst enemy. I'm done fighting you. I think you're just going to cannibalize each other and start your own civil war. But sometimes I just think we should leave them to their own devices because they're much better at sabotaging themselves than we are at fighting back.
Well, exactly. They want to sabotage civilization and run it. But people that always want to run everything don't know how to wipe their own ass.
That's where we're at. And we see this time and time again. Like with the trans thing, they go, we want trans to be the new thing. And then you see the severe mental illness in that community and the lesbians saying, can we stop encouraging women to remove their breasts? They call themselves trans exclusion and radical feminists. And then you start having trans men winning at all these meets and these track meets and they're dominating sports. And now we have drag queens telling feminists that they're not being women well enough.
And yeah, real feminism is my daughters can do whatever they want to do in a profession. And that's great. It's not men get to come into the bathroom and show them their ding dong and harass them. Gavin McGinnis, great job. We love you. Freespeech.tv. We'll talk to you soon. Just keep kicking butt, my friend.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Let me say bye to you during the break. I'm going to come back with huge news, give the number out, take your calls, so much more.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
All right, I intended to come in here today and open the phones up as part of the show, and I have not done it again because there's so much to cover and so much to get into. I really want to ask listeners what they think we do 330-something days out from the election to get Trump to move against the massive surveillance and censorship. Because it's surveillance AI watching what you say and do and then punishing you if you support President Trump or conservatism or Christianity or the veterans or the Second Amendment in any way. It's total control. And the president's putting up with it, and it's not what free market companies are doing. It's beyond what the Chinese communists are doing. And it's an AI planetary takeover. From the beginning, it was designed to do this, and we need people to recognize it. And as humans say, we don't like this evolution that's been chosen for us, this de-evolution, this devolution. This isn't a good devolution where you take power from the central and bring it back to the people. This is a breakdown. This is a system that's poisonous, that hurts us, that hurts real diversity, that hurts real freedom, that centralizes control. And good people care about openness and goodness and freedom, so they manipulate us and tell us we've got to do what they say because they are the protectors of the openness and the diversity, and they are not. They are the plague. And I know the audience of this broadcast is not an audience. I know you're activists, and I want to really thank you because you don't realize how important you are, and I don't have words to describe to you how critical you are. You are the human intelligence that's dialed in the most of anybody on the planet. That's not a bragging statement. That's a scary statement. Sure, we've reached billions of people. We've awoken, all of us together, hundreds of millions. But there are billions of people in spiritual, cultural, economic bondage who are being weaponized against us right now. And if we don't redouble and triple our numbers and expand the energy wave that God has given us and move forward against the enemy instead of backing down from them, if we don't go on the offense and press our will up against them, then the future is going to be nightmarish beyond imagination. And I want to be clear about my experience, because this isn't magic. This isn't the hubbub that you get from the establishment that is a twisted shadow of the real thing. It's the way the universe really operates, the way God operates. God has all the power, but God wants us to make the right decision and to respect our ancestors and to respect ourselves and to put our flesh in the game. And then God opens up a front in front of us. And when you commit to do whatever it takes to stand against evil, just that spiritual decision, and say, I'm not afraid of evil, what it says to me, what it does to me, and you really mean it. It's not an act. It's not a ritual. It is an action. Rituals are stylized systems of actions and intent, where we pass on our power and it's a facsimile of it. This is the real action. I mean, the ultimate ritual is having children in this evil world and then betting them on the future and then defending them to the end. That's an absolute ritual of creating a new sentient conscious being. I mean, God is delivering the spirit that is new. But is a trifecta of the bloodlines of those before coming together and then God sending the spirit in that is a reflection of what your ancestors have already done. God allows us to be in the process of creating the new spirit. I'll give you the big secrets now. And the enemy doesn't even know these secrets. But it's time for this to all be revealed, ladies and gentlemen. What, you think I told you about a moon base and that was just talk in the first hour? That wasn't talk. And it's not a Houdini act either, getting chains tied around me and thrown in the lake. I'm not doing this to be a daredevil. I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that you have a right to know how the universe actually works. And the globalist wants you cut off from God. And it's time for you to make the decision not to be cut off from God. Think about that. Because the most important thing you can ever do is open that channel up to God and realize that's victory, that's completion, that's eternity, that's everything. And that's what the enemy doesn't want. We can focus on them all day. We can show what they're doing, how out of control they are, how bad they are. And that's important. But then once you know that, you need to just give it to God. And that doesn't mean don't care and go hide in the church and say, thank God the microchip's coming. That means Jesus is about to be back. Meanwhile, everybody's going to be taking the chips around you, world government, Christians getting persecuted. But you're not going to get persecuted because you think a rapture's coming that is in the Bible after Armageddon. A five-year-old could read it and understand it. But the big lie of the pre-tribulation rapture is only 180 years old and was developed by the Illuminati. And boy, has it worked. Kind of like the Q movement. Oh, there's no need to do anything. It's all handled by somebody else. Before they had the Q movement, they had this white knight movement out here about 25 years ago, 20 years ago, and then online. Oh, don't worry. The white knights have got it all handled. Oh, don't worry. There's a big secret group of good guys. Well, they're always good guys. And, you know, the good guys aren't supposed to be secret. We're supposed to be out in the open, a light in the world, not bowing down and creeping around like the enemy. I mean, there are times to keep things you're doing secret. I certainly do that quite a bit. But my message and who I stand for is out in the open. My John Hancock's written bold on it right there. Because if you're going to try to spend an eternity on the right side of things, don't you want to go 110%? I mean, there's not even a question of doing the right thing here. You do not want to be with evil. Evil is cut and dry. It's right there. It's all being revealed to everybody because God's going to let all of us make a choice about where we want to be. And it's going to be completely out in the open. By the time Armageddon comes around, they're going to be having sex with kids on television. They're going to be drinking baby blood and killing babies on national global television with everyone praising it. I mean, by the time this all goes down, we are going to be living on literal hell on earth. Billions are going to die. It's going to be spectacular. And there's going to be a great falling away from these fake churches when the Antichrist is ruling and nobody's being raptured. And that's good because they're going to go to the real church that is inside of them in their relationship with God. And it's going to be a revival, the likes of which we've never seen. And you are God is going to send back. That's the way the universe works. People read the Bible and say, this is crazy. Like, we are uploaded to God, and then people, and then the prophets are going to come back, and then they're going to get killed and then rise again right up in front of everybody in Jerusalem, and the Antichrist and all of them won't be able to kill these people. Can you imagine that point when they see their God, Satan, broken and can't even kill two men? You think about that. You're going to see all of it. You're going to see prophecy fulfilled. You're going to see the devil in chains. You're going to see it all. And then 1,000 years later, the whole universe is going to get rolled up into a scroll. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet. in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself, my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
It's a really good song. This is actually a Christian song. I like it. Listen to the lyrics. Destroyer.
I rule the midnight.
Satan. Death delivers us all in the end. Death is the equalizer. Death cleanses the wicked and unites the faithful with the Creator. Death is but a doorway. We choose what portal we access. This way, hell, the left hand. This way, the universe. Choose wisely. I'm going to stop the preaching, said I'd take some calls. Tomorrow, I'm going to take at least 2 hours of calls. Make me do that. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Get 5, 6, 7 first-time callers. Are you mad at Trump about doing nothing about the big tech surveillance, the lying to Congress, the blatant criminality? He's got all this power, 100 different ways to skin the cat to get him to stop it. And now they're banning the Republican ads and running Democrat ads. They're just not calling them Democrat ads. And then if Republicans try to run little information news videos, they call that election meddling. They either call it hate speech or they call it, voter suppression. A bunch of my videos get uploaded to Facebook and Twitter, and the news articles are written about it by others. They go, I put up a video of Alex Jones talking about Trump, and they called it voter suppression because they don't want my messages getting to the president. And, of course, they get to the president. That's what frustrates me, is that I have learned from a lot of different sources, I'll just leave it at that, well-known individuals that I haven't even sought out who just wanted me to know about meetings with Trump, meetings with Pence, Elon Musk meetings, all of it. And it's just like, you know, and I'm able to talk to others that confirm those meetings. And Trump knows all this stuff. He knows about the 5G. He knows vaccines are tainted. He knows all this. And so I'm not going to sit here and put perfume on a pig here. And people say, oh, well, Trump's holding his powder, you know, till they're up close and he's got a this and that. Trump has a duty to do the right thing. And I love the president. He barely won because of election fraud last time. They're going to hit him 100 times harder this time. He's not in control of the government. There's huge rogue elements that are committing all these crimes and don't care. They're going to steal it. Yeah, get out there and vote. Get out there and expose election fraud. Get out there. We're exposing massive election fraud all over the place, and it doesn't even get picked up. I know big tech lies to his face, and that's a big part of it. So I'm just saying we need to light a fire under the big guys. But he's got a big old booty. Shouldn't be found hard. Shouldn't be hard to find. And we just need to do that. Need to go to the White House. You need to bullhorn. I had no idea that the head of Twitter would be there the day I went, at the exact time I went, and as Jack Dorsey walked in, I was bullhorning, and they all thought I'd been given inside intel and kind of panicked and freaked out. It was on the news. It went out live on Fox, went out live on CNN. I was literally going to go the next day. We'd ordered food. I'm sitting there at the hotel. I'd just gotten there an hour before. I was going to go up and take a shower. I'm a clean freak. And I just said, forget it. We're turning the food. I'm not eating. Let's go to the White House right now. And they're like, what's going on? I said, we got to go now. And I just, the more I just do that, the more I just go with my gut, go with my instinct. It's insane. It's like shooting the torpedoes down the reactor shaft on the Death Star. I'm turning the computer off. And that's what we've all got to use, because we've got the computer right here. It's connected to God. These Satanists all operate in unison because they're dialed into his transmission. And they like it because they never got God's transmission. Some of them refused it. And now, wow, that's big news. Larry Page and Sergey Brin, the founders of Google, are stepping down as the heads of the main company. Wow, this could be Trump. Let me give you a news flash. This isn't even hidden. It's actually in the white papers. The one that when I started. Google is the NSA global privatization takeover grid that the Pentagon and DARPA designed in 62. And it's the dominant big enchilada. The competing system is Facebook. The globalists always create at least two systems. And And that's what I'm saying. Trump shouldn't allow this. This is a human takeover system. But the fact that those two just stepped down, that could either mean they're putting worse globalists in, or that could mean Trump's moved against them, because he's got the power under those executive operations to remove those people. I mean, let me tell you, stuff is not what it seems in the United States. It's a giant scientific war machine, okay? I mean, the United States is 50 years ahead of China. Doesn't matter that they're being given everything on purpose because they're evil. The UN's letting them create the global standardization, which, again, the globalists created, David Rockefeller's family created. A little break, go to Jacob, Derek, Dave, Zach, Alex, and others. You know, I went ahead and just gave people a tour of our offices. It's never before been seen where our real offices are versus the ones that the media says are. And I went ahead and showed people our warehouse and gave people a tour. This is not aired yet. I'm going to air it second segment of the next hour just to show folks what we're doing and how we're fighting here. And the fact that we're not funded by George Soros, we're not funded by the globalists, we're funded by you. And they want to silence you. And so do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And I would do it now because we've got the Black Friday extended into Cyber Week. And these are the biggest sales ever. Free shipping, double Patriot points, triple Patriot points now. And 50% off DNA Force. Everybody should be taking that. So good for your body. So good for your cells. It actually is the closest thing to Fountain of Youth out there. And you get a free bottle of Brain Force Plus with it on top of the discount. So that's a huge deal. Free bottle of Brain Force Plus, even though it's our number one overall best-selling product. We sell the most of that. It isn't really a big profit center because it doesn't really, we sell it at a low price, but people love it. A free bottle of that with X2 and X3. I mean, if you're not taking clean iodine, you're insane. I mean, you want to have better dreams. You want to have better skin. You want to have better sex life. You want to enjoy everything better. I mean, they don't want you to have it. They put the bad halogen in everything to keep your ass down on the plantation. I mean, like, energy drinks and stuff and all this crap doesn't work unless you have the basics of everything else. Then it all does work. I can't even take that kind of stuff because I'm bouncing off the walls on fish oil and iodine and everything else. And no wonder they don't want people on fish oil and iodine, man, because you get on this. I mean, my God, I got so much energy. It's like insane. Stop the Iodine Conspiracy, Wake Up the World Challenge. Get a bottle of Bio-True Selenium from the mustard seed. It's the best you're going to get anywhere. The Survival Shield X3 and X2 together. That's an incredible deal. 100% review on that. That's a new special we got, but whoever got it loves it. You got to give that to every family member you got. Just do your shopping here. Fund the InfoWar. It's unbelievable. InfoWarStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Jacob, Derek, Dave, Zach, Alex, Bob, Catherine, Ray, Kevin, we'll get to your calls right when we come out of the gates. There's a lot of stuff I didn't get to today that I really need to get to. You know what? Supposed to get a haircut at 3:30, but I can get back here and host the last couple hours of the War Room and Firepower. I mean, hell, I'll just do a whole other show. By the way, I'm going to start. I'm committed for the next 334 days. I'm doing shows 7 days a week, and I'm starting a new show very soon. I'll let you know about it. Actually, I'm starting two new shows a day. So there's going to be two new shows a day for the next 334 days. Two new shows a day that I'm going to be doing myself. I need to step up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George. George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Worldwide, and I'm pretty wound up because the energy level on this planet is just insane right now. And the evil slaves, the globalists, are just making fools of themselves at this impeachment hearing. We're going to have a lot of highlights of that during the war room today of Professor Turley and others just destroying them. That's coming up. Mike Adams is coming up soon as well. We're going to your phone calls right now. Let's talk to Dave in Kentucky. Dave, thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome.
Thank you so much. The reason I'm calling is I'm concerned about election fraud, having direct personal knowledge of it. A handful of people control all these voting machines, and only one or two programmers are in control of millions of votes. These same companies also are in charge of land management software for the counties. And so the only way to save 2020 is to have paper ballots. Paper is the answer. That's why they want to ban paper in schools. They don't want us to use paper. Leftists mail out.
Exactly. They want everything up on the cloud so it can all be controlled by AI and erased in live time, including someone's voice print, a song, a speech. They can go through the whole world and erase it. It's all decentralized, including the Pentagon on Microsoft and Amazon computers. We trust these people? Good God.
Right. And you got Bev Harris has the documents. You guys have documents. You know who these people are. They're your friends. They're your neighbors. You can reach out to these people. The average man on the street can go through their dumpster. They're very lazy, these globalists. They often keep sloppy paper trails. You have to bring this to light, and please paper the election and reach out to people physically with paper, because unless we do that, it's totally lost. The voting is rigged, and my fear is that they prepare Google and all the other big data companies to subjugate the vote to go their way. And the Republicans who will win, they're the ones who bought out. Basically, here in Kentucky, they know how to fix a horse race. They know how to fix the payouts, and it's been a test ground so they can do the payouts to those sellout neocons so they can maintain their status. And we know where the money goes back to as well.
You're right, my friend. God bless you, Dave. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Ray in Oregon. Ray, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I am just fired up. I'm fighting these globalists, and I decided to fight them with everything I got. And I'm seething with energy. How are you doing?
I'm feeling it. I'm a 10-year 1%er. This March will be 10 years that I have not missed a minute of your broadcast. I mean, I'm not saying I just tune in. It's heroin to me, okay?
Well, you're awesome, brother. Are you feeling the energy go up?
Oh, God, yes. Phoned in since you had Viggo Mortensen on some years back, and I just thought it was important to call this time and get through, and man, I made it through.
Well, God bless you. What's on your mind, my friend?
Well, I noticed last night, sorry about the background.
That's okay, brother. Go ahead and hit us.
All right. I noticed last night that I started thinking about the fact of the ADL using Borat to be their front man. And why are they doing this all of a sudden? Well, Trump's been meeting with these guys, and I think he's taking them out to the woodshed. I think maybe there's something going on behind the scenes, and more than we know.
Well, listen, you may be right. I'm sitting there bitching about Trump and saying, man, we gotta take action. And, guys, you can read that article you put on screen a little while ago. I mean, the fact that the heads of Alphabet, the founders of the Google demon, have stepped down, that is big. We need to understand why that happened, because if better people are put in there, because believe me, I mean, it was built by U.S. taxpayers. Google is the U.S. government, folks. And if Trump's finally figured that out and done something about it, that's good, because it may be too far when Google started banning his ads. You know, it's like I said, if Trump doesn't stop that, my God, there's nothing he won't put up with, you know?
Some of that's just the facade, but the fact that they would just come out of nowhere and say, you know, submit to us, we're in charge, we own you, something triggered that. So they're suspecting something, or they're, you know, maybe nothing's going on with Trump. Just the fact that he's meeting with them is making.
Well, I'll tell you this: the head of the ADL, when he's on TV, looks like he's being tortured or something. I mean, he looks like he's in hell, and Barat looks like a psychotic Count Dracula. Sacha Baron Cohen, and so I'm just glad I'm not on the side of Satan. I tell you, it's freaking me out.
Well, I've gotten to the point wherever I see somebody so engulfed in this that's a celebrity type status, I automatically start thinking, okay, they got video of this guy snuffing a kid or something.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you what they got is they got his soul. Everything that Sacha Baron Cohen's ever done is about destroying free speech, and in the name of defending it. And he's reading off a teleprompter. So when you see him, you're hearing from the deep state. Just do one thing for me. Just say, we're Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Yeah. And a couple other quick things I want
to say. No, it's just you do sound like that guy. Can you say, we're InfoWars, and we'll leave the light on for you?
We're InfoWars, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Yeah. I love it.
Hey, and when the day comes that I meet you in person, I don't want to cause any static with your past relationships, but I'm going to get you to do the French guy for me. I miss that.
What's the French guy? I forget.
You'd always do your Frenchman.
Oh, la poule tournée de dépente. Yeah, there was a French TV crew here that I got pissed off at, and I started doing that to him and ran him out of the office like I was a huge rooster flapping my wings. God bless you. I appreciate your call. That's good. I guess I was just like we're Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. We got to get that clip out. Jacob in Georgia, thanks for holding. You're awesome. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex. All right, listen very close, man. The way to win the info war is we need what they have that we don't, and that's a plan.
They've been spelling it out in Agenda 21, you know, Council on Foreign Relations, 1984 publications, books, movies. We're in a battle between love and hate, good and evil. But if you boil it down a little more, we're in a battle between socialist dystopia and libertarian utopia. We need to turn InfoWars into a crowdsourcing apparatus and start crowdsourcing the best engineers, the best architects, the best designers, and build a world that people, these millennials, want to live in. We don't give them a direction. That they're all searching.
Well, sir, I've tried to build something, and I'm not the best at it. So I'm going to start just doing shows on other platforms as well. We're good at putting content out and covering things, and I've got a great crew. I can't do more. Believe me. I mean, it's unbelievable. But what I'm trying to get at here with you is that, yes, we need to talk about the good world we could build versus what the globalists are going to build. And I was saying that earlier, but that all takes money and word of mouth. That's why it's all on the audience here. InfoWars is maxed out. I mean, we're at full capacity. We can barely produce the shows we're doing. I can't seem to hire people for some reason. I can't ever seem to be able to expand for some reason. I can't seem to be able to build websites for a reason. We're just always under attack trying to fix what they've already shut down or taken away from us. So I'm not complaining. I'm not a victim. I'm just saying that there's a lot of great stuff we could do theoretically. All I can do is just start doing more shows, more places. I can do the shows. I can cover the information. I can take the calls. Go ahead.
You're doing great, man.
I mean, I can't even do them here. I don't even have crew to do more shows here on the weekend and stuff. So I'm going to go work at other places now. And it's nothing against the crew. I'll show up. You know, I'll just do whatever I can. You got my commitment here.
Yeah, well, we love you, dude, but it's all about, you know, tip of the spear. Now we got to move to the shaft of the spear. What comes after the tip? That's what we got to focus on. I mean, it's like, I love you. I listen every day.
You just said, it's not about me, okay? Tell me how we crowdsource. Tell me how I do anything. Just explain to me how I don't go home and there's rotting food in the refrigerator. Just explain to me how I get people out of their zombiosis.
Yeah, and really it's inspiration, man. We got to go to the inspiration wars. And we got to say, you know what? These Christian people who built this amazing world built on truth, justice, liberty, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, that's all sacred. That is sacred stuff that we need to fight as warriors, man. We're all unhappy and feeling lost because we all want to be spirit warriors, man. And that's why we love you. It's because you're a spirit warrior, dude. And
Brother, I love you too. We're all in this together, but we do need to get animated and upset and in motion and not complying with the evil. And I think that's it. We need to be alive. We need to get aggressive. We need to all realize that there is a fight between good and evil right now raging. I appreciate your call. I wasn't mad at the caller. I'm not even bitching about things. There's just major frustration here because I want to make films. I want to do productions. I want to do all these things, okay? I mean, there's a lot of stuff I want to do. And there's a certain thing of entropy that anything done in the same place too long just creates these eddy pools of failure. And I'm not saying InfoWars is failing. I'm just simply saying that InfoWars has been a mom-and-pop organization, and it's under attack from without and other areas. And so when people call in and tell me, hey, we need InfoWars to do this, my God, man, I'm just trying to, I don't think you know what actually goes into an infrastructure.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.